Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports World Report. As usual, I'm your host, Denton Ramsey. This is episode 15 of the show, and today is Wednesday, March 21st, 2012. Thank you very much for joining us. You can follow along with show notes and more on the official blog site at sportsworldreport.wordpress.com, and feel free to email in any questions, comments, or story ideas to sportsworldreport@gmail.com or call and leave a voicemail at 254-307-SWRE. Again, that's 254-307-7973. Also, please subscribe on iTunes, tell your friends about the show, and take a brief moment to write a review on the Sports World Report iTunes page. In addition, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at SP World Report, and you can also follow my personal Twitter account at Denton Ramsey. Jumping right in, we have a whole lot to discuss when it comes to Baylor and Houston sports, especially with both the men's and women's Baylor basketball teams in the Sweet 16. All right, guys. First and foremost, let's talk about just that. Baylor men's basketball will be facing Xavier in the Sweet 16 at the Georgia Dome. Friday's NCAA South Regional Semifinals tip off at 6:15 p.m. Central Time on CBS. Again, any of these stories we discuss can be accessed in the show notes at sportsworldreport.wordpress.com. Number three seed Baylor, 29-7, will look to make its second Elite Eight appearance in the NCAA Modern Tournament era Friday against number 10 seed Xavier, 23-12. Friday's Sweet 16 matchup will tip off at 6:15 p.m. Central Time on CBS. Baylor and Xavier will meet for the second time, both on a neutral court. In the only other series meeting, Baylor won 69-64 in the fifth-place game of the 2009 Old Spice Classic. Again, guys, I'll keep you guys informed as the Bears move forward in March Madness. Meanwhile, on the women's side, Brittany Griner became the second woman to dunk in an NCAA tournament game on Tuesday night, and with that, the women's hoops team is headed back to the Sweet 16. Brittany Griner took a pass from a teammate, stepped toward the basket, stretched out her right arm, and slammed the ball through. Then the Baylor star reacted in typically modest fashion. Quote, "I think my team got fired up a little bit more than me. I got a little bit more fired up, I think, on one of the blocks I had," Griner said, "but it definitely felt good throwing it down." Griner became the second woman to dunk in an NCAA tournament game Tuesday night, and top-seeded Baylor rolled to a 76-57 win over ninth-seeded Florida. The 6'8 junior phenom went nearly 12 minutes without scoring at the beginning of the game, but she finished with 25 points. Again, guys, you can read more by clicking this story in the show notes. Moving on, the next story I'd like to address comes out of the Indianapolis Star on IndyStar.com. It's entitled Andrew Luck or Robert Griffin III. Colts to attend QB workouts. Alright, guys. As they move closer to a decision on who they will take with the number one overall pick in the April 26th through 28th NFL draft, the Indianapolis Colts are hitting the road. General manager Ryan Grigson, coach Chuck Pagano, and quarterbacks coach Clyde Christensen are scheduled to be in Waco, Texas today to scout Robert Griffin III at Baylor's Pro Day workout, then move on to Palo Alto, California on Thursday to check out quarterback Andrew Luck at Stanford's Pro Day. Both workouts are scheduled to be televised by the NFL Network, with Baylor at 1 p.m. today, which is very shortly, and Stanford at 3 p.m. tomorrow. Indianapolis Star reporter Phil Richards takes a closer look at the two QBs, one of whom the Colts will build their future around. If you guys want to read more, definitely click this story in the show notes, but I'll keep you guys informed as the Colts make this road trip to check out both Andrew Luck and RG3. Moving on to another Baylor sport. This is Baylor baseball. The baseball team heads to face Sam Houston State. The Bears take on the Bearcats at 6:30 p.m. today in Huntsville. Baylor baseball heads back on the road to take on Sam Houston State at 6:30 p.m. tonight at Dan Sanders Stadium in Huntsville, Texas. The Bears are playing their second of three consecutive midweek road games before returning home to host Kansas for a three-game Big 12 series this weekend. Again, guys, click this story if you want to find out more about this game. I will be addressing all of Baylor and Houston schedules at the end of this show. Moving on to Baylor softball. Friday's softball game has a time change, and the game has been moved to 3 p.m. to avoid conflicting with the men's basketball. Number 15 Baylor's Friday softball game against number 7 Oklahoma has been moved to 3 p.m. to avoid a conflict with the Baylor men's basketball team's Sweet 16 game against Xavier, which is scheduled for 6:15 p.m. The softball game was originally scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Next story I'd like to address comes out of the Houston Chronicle. It's on blog.cron.com talking about the Ultimate Texans. It's entitled Texans to Trade Linebacker D'Amico Ryans to Eagles. By trading linebacker D'Amico Ryans to Philadelphia, the Texans will receive a fourth-round pick from the Eagles and exchange third-round selections in next month's draft. The Texans get the fourth pick in the fourth round. Philadelphia got it in trade with Tampa Bay. By switching positions in the third round, the Texans move up 12 spots and have the 77th overall pick, and the Eagles have the 89th. Quote, D'Amico contributed significantly towards helping us build the foundation we hope will bring a world championship to the city of Houston, General Manager Rick Smith said. His professionalism and leadership cannot be over-exaggerated. This move was mutually beneficial for the Texans' immediate and long-term goals, D'Amico's career, and the Eagles. We appreciate all the hard work and effort D'Amico invested in our organization and wish him only the best moving forward. He's a class act. Again, guys, if you want to check out more about this trade, click this story in the show notes. This next story is from Astros.com. It's entitled Astros Send Quintero Bourgeois to Royals by Brian McTaggart. The Astros added a power left-handed arm to the organization, as well as clearing up their catching situation by trading veteran catcher Humberto Quintero and outfielder Jason Bourgeois to the Royals on Tuesday in exchange for minor league pitcher Kevin Chapman and a player to be named. Quintero, who has played with the Astros since 2005, and Bourgeois, a Houston native who spent his first full season in the major leagues last year, said their goodbyes and hugged teammates after Houston's game against the Cardinals, a game in which neither played as had been previously scheduled. Quote, it was a great opportunity to get my first full season in, and now somebody wants me, Bourgeois said. I'll always have a place in my heart for Houston. I grew up there, so I think that says a lot. Again, if you want to read more about this trade, click the story in the show notes. This next story is also from Astros.com. It's entitled Crane Reacts to Berkman's AL Remarks. Astros owner Jim Crane said Tuesday that while he would have preferred to have kept the team he purchased in November in the National League, he understood baseball's decision to move the club to the American League next year as a contingency of the purchase. Crane's comments to ESPN.com came in response to remarks made Tuesday by former Astros outfielder Lance Berkman, who played his former team as a member of the Cardinals. Berkman said Commissioner Bud Selig extorted Crane into moving the team to the American League. Drayton McClain sold the Astros for $610 million after agreeing to a $70 million price reduction because Crane was required to switch leagues to balance out the league at 15 teams each. Major League Baseball paid McClain $35 million to agree to the league switch. Quote, I think it was a good deal for baseball, Crane told ESPN.com. I think it was a good deal for our owners. Would we have preferred to stay in the National League? Probably, yeah. But that wasn't the deal that was presented to us. If you guys want to read more, definitely click this story in the show notes. This next story is actually a video from NBA.com talking about how Yao Ming returned to Toyota Center and he spent some time talking to NBA.com and talking about his time with the Rockets.
So, does it feel strange to be walking back through here and being here for a pregame like this?
What is strange? Why strange? It's very familiar, building for me. The only difference is tonight I'm walking with without any duty, you know. usually walking for play game, practice, maybe rehab. But today, just casual.
Hey, do you feel any different emotion then because it's the first time you've been back without having to work?
Is that wrong?
What?
You know him as Ron Artest.
What are your emotions coming in this building? Do you have anything you have to do?
Not just to come into this building. As soon as I drive my car onto the highway, I already feel the motion here because it's everything just so familiar. In the last almost 10 years. And yeah, today I walk in with a different identify. But I just feel that even seeing you guys, I feel very happy.
How do you look back?
Not you,
Mark. Not me, that's fine.
How do you look back upon your career here, Yao?
I have to say, and I appreciate it. I feel pleased that I can have a career spanning Houston. It's been a great team I play with, great fans, great media. You know, you guys all treat me very, very well. I grew my family here, and obviously, and also I grew myself mentally from a young boy. And basically, this city is full of my experience and my emotion here.
All right, guys, if you want to check out more, it's a very long clip, so I'm only going to be able to play a couple minutes of it. If you guys want to check out more of that interview with Yao Ming, definitely check the link in the show notes. This next story is entitled Rockets Rally Past Lakers, Furious Fourth Quarter Comeback Propels Houston to 107-104 Win. This is by Jason Friedman for Rockets.com. We don't know yet whether the Rockets' heart-stopping, electrifying, and ultimately exhilarating 107-104 win over the Lakers is a sign of what's to come. Time, as it always does, will tell that tale, and goodness knows this season has been enough of a roller coaster ride to teach us that things can change rather rapidly, for good and ill, in the most topsy-turvy of NBA regular seasons. Alright guys, I'm going to go ahead and play this video clip real quick from Rockets.com and the NBA.com.
Derek Fisher for Jordan Hill prior to the trade deadline. Fisher has since been bought out. The two teams meeting tonight, and look who's in attendance. Yao Ming and Robert Horian. And there's the big man that's currently playing for the Lakers, Andrew Bynum. Early on, contact down low. Look at Andrew Bynum. Does not like that there's no foul called. He disagrees with that lack of a call. We'll show you the replay right here. Sammy down there and Andrew Bynum mixing it up. He got a technical foul after arguing with the ref. Later, shot clock running down. Bynum tries to make a move off the dribble. He's called for the foul on Marcus Camby. Both teams in the bonus. Camby gets two free throws. Bynum talking to the ref there during the free throws. He picks up his second technical foul and is ejected. And guess who is called upon to fill in for Andrew Bynum? That's right, the former Rocket Jordan Hill there. Bynum had 16 points and 7 rebounds. Ramon Sessions passing to Pau Gasol for the left. Keep in mind, Sessions, a new member of the Lakers. Gasol, 21 points on 10 of 14 from the field. Dragic gets his shot blocked, stays with it, gets it out to Courtney Lee, and Courtney Lee can place a ball. He had 23 points on the game. Lakers up, though, by 1, 97-96, less than 4 to go in the game. Champ Parsons knocks the ball away from Kobe. Courtney Lee with the baseball pass to Parsons on the other end for the easy layup. He had 13 points. Houston now in front by a pair, 99-97. Then it's Rui Scola driving and getting the layup. Hanging in the air a little bit there for Scola. He had 23. It's the Rockets by 4, 101-97. Less than a minute to go. There is Kobe Bryant. 10 of 27 from the field, coming off a 3 of 20 performance against Utah. It's 101-101 when Goran Dragic just nailed the dagger shot there. He had a double bubble, 16 points, 13 assists. It's a 5-point advantage with Kobe Bryant. Look at the difficulty on this shot. Absolutely sinks a clutch shot. That cuts the lead down to 2, 106 to 104. Rockets call a timeout and inbound at half court. Matt Barnes fouls Courtney Lee. Lee makes the first free throw. This, the second one, misses. Lakers time running out. They can't get the ball. This is the shot they get. It's Matt Barnes with a full court swing. He hits the backboard. But nothing else. It's the Rockets by 3, 107 to 104.
All right, guys. Again, as I said last week, the Rockets really are looking good this season. We'll see how things continue from here on out. Latest NBA standings, as usual, the top three teams in each division for each conference. Starting in the East, in the Atlantic Division, we've got Philadelphia at 26-20, Boston at 24-21, New York at 22-24. In the Central, we've got Chicago in 38-10, Indiana at 26-18, and Milwaukee at 21-24. In the Southeast, we've got Miami at 34-11, Orlando at 29-18, and Atlanta at 26-20. In the Western Conference, in the Northwest, we've got Oklahoma City at 34-12, Denver at 25-21, and Utah at 24-22. In the Pacific, we've got the LA Lakers at 28-18, the Clippers at 26-19, and Phoenix at 23-23. In the Southwest, we've got San Antonio at 29-14, Dallas at 27-20, Memphis at 25-19, and your Houston Rockets at 25-22. That'll wrap up the stories for this week. As far as the schedule for Baylor in Houston this week, Wednesday, March 21st through Tuesday, March 27th, Baylor baseball at Sam Houston State tonight, Wednesday, March 21st at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Houston Rockets versus Golden State on Thursday, March 22nd at 7 p.m. Central Time on FSN Houston. Baylor softball versus Oklahoma on Friday, March 23rd at 3 p.m. Central Time. Baylor baseball versus Kansas on Friday, March 23rd at 3:05 p.m. Central Time. Baylor men's basketball versus Xavier on Friday, March 23rd at 6:15 p.m. Central Time on CBS. Baylor softball versus Oklahoma on Saturday, March 24th at 2 p.m. Central Time. Baylor baseball versus Kansas on Saturday, March 24th at 3:05 p.m. Central Time. Baylor women's basketball versus Georgia Tech on Saturday, March 24th, time to be announced. Houston Rockets versus Dallas on Saturday, March 24th at 7 p.m. Central Time on both FSN Houston and NBA TV. Baylor softball versus Oklahoma on Sunday, March 25th at noon Central Time. Baylor baseball versus Kansas on Sunday, March 25th at 1:05 p.m. Central Time. Houston Rockets versus Sacramento on Monday, March 26th at 7 p.m. Central Time on FSN Houston. Baylor baseball at Houston on Tuesday, March 27th at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. And the Houston Rockets travel to the Dallas Mavericks on Tuesday, March 27th for a 7:30 p.m. Central Time tip-off on FSN Houston. All right, guys, that will wrap up Episode 15 of Sports World Report. As usual, I'm your host, Denton Ramsey, and I look forward to talking to you guys again next week.